Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on,
say to break every,
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
Bernard. Okay. Dr. Singleton, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. Your line is open. Evangelist Bernard.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord again. I'm running a little bit behind, but nevertheless, we are here. and the speaker is here. So we thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in. How many know that to walk in your season, some chains have to be broken? Amen. That was Tasha Cobb singing, Break Every Chain. Amen. We have certainly have had a wonderful time on the line on yesterday and even on Monday. And our best new focus is walking in your season. Amen, amen. So we just so thankful for that. Excuse me for a moment. Doing an echo. Let me get off the speakerphone. Amen. So we're just happy to have Dr. Winston Singleton with us of Great Enrichment Ministries there in Los Angeles, California. He's no stranger to this family and this fellowship, and we just love him and appreciate him for making the sacrifice to come on and minister to us today. I'd like to also let you know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We heard from our pastor, Edward Hamilton, our Provoke the Fridays pastor. Amen. And he's doing well, so had an opportunity to talk with him earlier this morning. Amen. So we're just thankful for what God is doing in the lives of his people. Amen. Somebody say you can't hold a good man down. And I know that, especially those that are living sanctified and holy lives set aside for the master's use. Amen. So with no further ado, we thank God for our Sister Ruby today, our co-host, and thank God for, again, for each and every one of you. I'm going to let Dr. Singleton come on, and he can open up with a word of prayer. And however the Lord, the Holy Ghost lead him today, he has free course. Amen. So God bless you, Dr. Singleton.
Amen. Thank you very much, Evangelist Adrian, and the co-host and all the family and friends in the body of Christ, as well as broadcast listeners. We indeed are excited to be here among God's people, and it's such a wonderful thing to be among people who have like passions in the faith. And I'm just so happy. Well, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment in time, in our seasons, Lord God, that you have blessed us, first of all, being alive and healthy, and Lord God, shielding us from every hurt, harm, or danger that the enemy tried to bring upon all of us. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you to give us a word. We ask you, Lord, to give us a locust word on today. In other words, Lord, we ask you to lighten our understanding and our ideas and our concepts and our expressions. And then, Father, we want you to bring within us, Lord, the rhema word, the spoken written word. God, it may go out and not return unto a void, but it will accomplish wheresoever it is sent. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do and what you already have done in the kingdom of God. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very happy to be here, not because I'm speaking, but I'm just happy to be in the land of the living, and just so happy to be able to contribute what we can to New Destiny. We have to understand that New Destiny is a very powerful ministry, and if you are trying to, I'm doing a little punchline here for New Destiny. If you're here to develop your ministry or to express yourself in a very effective way, then you would want to get with Evangelist Adrian Bernard, because the ministry that she has is just for you. It's fitted just for you. It's a stage, a platform that it may cause you to go into another area of illumination, stimulation, activation, consecration. And I want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Bernard for allowing me to develop my ministry here on this wonderful broadcast. I've been with her for the last 2 years off and on, but she occasionally asks of me to come on to the stage, and sometimes I do volunteer. But I thank the Lord for this outlet that we have, because sometimes you get tired of blowing in a paper bag and nothing comes out. But it's wonderful that you are able to have an outlet where you're able to express yourself. And you know it's positive because you have people of God such as yourself, listeners, and people of other ministries who's able to concur or attest or even come by and bring a word of confirmation. I want to say this before we get started, that you cannot receive divine revelation if you don't understand divine confirmation. I'll say that again. You cannot go to God and ask him for divine revelation, things that are hidden truth, unless you understand where you are in the way of divine confirmation. And that's why I thank God for the people of God. The Bible says that Christ led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all that's in the body of Christ come into the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of Christ. I think this is a wonderful topic on today. It's very seasonal, and it's not just because Christmas is coming in. New Year's and Thanksgiving. But I think there's a need of a season of religious awakening. I believe that there's a season of religious spiritual awakening. Sometimes God has to awaken our spirits because sometimes we slumber and we fall asleep sometimes at the driver's seat or the steering wheel of ministry. It's because sometimes we might feel like we're by ourselves or we're on the road of life by ourselves. But I want to let you know today that we have people of like passion that's going through just like you're going through. But we need the help and the support of the saints of God and friends to pray with us. The Bible said a man should always pray and not faint. And if we can continue to pray and not be weary in well-doing for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. If we can stay together, saints, God can be able to give us a word. He can give us a rhema word by the word of spoken, the written word. He can give us a logos word, a logos word, a word that he can download into our spirit through the Holy Ghost. And we're going to be talking about some various elements on today according dealing with our walk. My topic today is going to be walking in purposeful season. Walking in purposeful season. You said, is that a word, purposeful? Yes, I looked it up. There is a purposeful season. You said, well, what is a purposeful season? Good that you asked that. It means having a purpose as of a meaningful way. Or it also means full of determination. If you're going to walk this walk, you're going to have a determined state of mind. I heard a song that I am determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through our trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful. I am determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I believe David said, my mind is made up and my heart is fixed. And I'm going all the way with the Lord. We have to have a determined, steadfast mind. And we have to understand that in order to walk this walk, in this season, when I talk about season, I'm talking about a particular time characterized by a particular circumstance or feature. That's why I was saying, I believe that this is a season of religious or divine or spiritual awakening. The Bible said there are spirits many that have gone out into the world to deceive. The Bible said that we must put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Why? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a demonic attack going on. And the reason why this demonic attack is so effective, seemingly, is because the people of God, we have to become one. If we can become one, then our season will be successful. There is a season of drought. There is a season of prosperity. There is a season sometime of doubt, and there is sometime a season of divine security. But I want to say to you, the Lord put this in my spirit not too long ago, that when you walk in your season has nothing to do with where you live. You're walking in your season has nothing to do with your location, but it has to deal with your mindset. I'm going to repeat that again. Your season has nothing to do with your earthly status. It doesn't derive by how much money you're making on your job. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much stock that you got stored away. It doesn't. It doesn't even matter what degrees and certification that you obtain. But amen, it has to do with a lot of the mentality that you have. The Bible said, as a man thinketh, so is he. The Bible said, in the abundance of the heart flows the issues. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But I want to be able to let you know that when I'm walking in my season, my divine season, it has nothing to do with where I live. It has to do with what God has done to my mind. And the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or worship. But look what he said in verse number 2. He said, be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into their own mold. But he said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you'll be able to prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The reason why it's so hard for us to not walk in our season, purposeful season, is because my mind is not set on my purpose. My mind is not geared to where I'm trying to get to. My mind is too discombobulated. My mind is isolated. It's disassociated with what God wants me to do. But I heard the word of God told us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do you remember the time when God began to speak to Joshua? He told Joshua, who was the successor of Moses. And we found out that at the time, at the end of Deuteronomy, we found out that Moses was 120 years old when he died. But God told Moses to lay his hands and bless Joshua and the people of the children of Israel. But the God began to speak to Joshua individually. He told him, he said, now Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses was around for a season. You know, we go back in time, we find out that Moses, amen, was the savior of the people, the children of Israel, because Israel was in bondage for over 400 years in Egypt. And the Bible made mention that their cries went up to God. And God raised up Moses that was in the backside of the mountain into the desert. And we found out that God got Moses' attention by the way of the burning bush and told him, he said, I want you to tell my people, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. But first of all, what God has to do sometimes to get you started in your purposeful season, first of all, God has to get your attention. God has to get your attention and make you to know that he has a purpose in your life. But a lot of times we have went to too many people to let us know where we are. But see, God, if you let God tell you where your destiny lies, he will give you, amen, the route. He will give you the instructions in your life. The Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He also said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But, amen, God began to speak to Moses and told Moses that I want to let you know who I am. I'm going to introduce to you, Moses, who I am. He said, I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then he said, I am the God of your fathers. And he said, Moses, what I want you to do, I want you to go forth for me, and I want you to walk in the season that I prepare for you. But look, a lot of times we're not prepared. Sometimes we don't go forth in a determined way because we got too many obstacles. We have too many inner problems. We have too many innate problems. Sometimes we dwell in our past and not looking for our future. He said, Lord, he said, I can't go forth, but first of all, I'm tied-tongued and I can't speak. How many of you think that you're not adequate enough to speak? But God said, I made you. I made your vocal cords. I made you the way that you are. If I use you, you're going to speak for me. He told Moses that you don't have to speak. I have Aaron to talk for you. He said, Lord, I need some help in another area. He said, I got your sister, Marian. She can help you. I'll make her a prophetess unto you. I'll make Aaron your priest. But then he said, Lord, I'm going back to my step-granddaddy. He said, Lord, he's a head over Egypt. He said, Lord, but who can I tell him that sent me? He said, tell him I am that I am sent you. And you don't have to worry about your obstacles. You don't have to worry about your purposeful need or your season. God said, I will equip. Because why? God don't call those that are prepared. He prepares those we call. Let me say that again. God does not call those that are prepared. He prepares those he calls. He said, whom he calls, he justifies. Whom he justifies, he glorifies. You don't have to wait, honey, until you become 14 or 30 or 50 years old. God said, I'll raise you up in your 80s. I'll raise you up in your midlife crisis. I'll raise you up after you got out of high school. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, because walking in your season has nothing to do with your age. It has nothing to do with where you live, but it's all about your mindset. And we find out later on that God began to raise Moses up, and Moses went to Pharaoh, and God began to use Pharaoh in a mighty way and help deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they were in the winding wilderness for 39, approximately 40 years. And we find out when they went into the threshold, hallelujah, of the land of Canaan that the Lord promised their fathers, he told them, he said, Joshua, I want you to take the children of Israel over. He said, I want you to be of good courage. I want you to be courageous. He said, I don't want you to go to the left nor to the right. He said, my servant Moses is dead now. He said, but now I'm going to have you to take his place. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And you know the story. The Lord began to take him and bless him. I'm just trying to encourage your heart today that God wants us to walk in a purposeful season. He wants you to go into your purpose with meaning. He wants you to go into your season with purpose. He wants you to go into with an objective, an agenda, a mindset of being responsible for what he has for you to do. Now, we're basing our theme on the scripture that is dealing with in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, where Solomon made mention in verse number 3 verse number 1 of chapter number 3 of Ecclesiastes. He said, to everything there is a season. In other words, there's a particular time characterized by a particular circumstance or situation. There is to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I'm going to stop right there. Did you notice what we said here? To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, most times we act like when we're walking in purpose, a lot of times we act like we came from heaven. Well, I stopped by to tell you I came from heaven. No. Solomon is saying this. He said everything that's going on in a particular season in a particular manner, is done on earth. There's nothing here going on in heaven here. Yes, we know that God sits high and he looks low, but whatever's going on with us as human beings is on earth. Everything that you have purposed to do in God is on earth. You can, right now, the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot do nothing right now in heaven. Everything that you do right now is on earth. Now, since we established that, if we're going to walk in our purposeful season, it has to be on earth, then we have to understand my fashion and my functioning in this earth. Now, God began to deal with my spirit. I was talking with somebody about this. I believe, and this is what the essence of greater enrichment deals. Greater enrichment is built upon the premise that we want to empower the total man. Now, when I'm talking about the total man, I'm talking about the various aspects of a human being. Greater enrichment ministry derives from the scripture of Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5, which says, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, your brain, all thy heart, all thy soul, your entire being, your body, and all thy might, all your energy. So So in other words, God said that in order for you to love me, you have to love me with all of you. God said, I don't want a piece of you. God said, I don't want half of you. God said, I don't want the majority of you. God said, I want all of you. If you can't give me all of you, then I can't allow you to walk in your purpose. Because it's going to take all of you to do what God wants you to do. Look what he said here. He said that now in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verse 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart or brain or mind, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The Bible went on to say that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But then the Bible picks it up in the book of Romans. Paul picks it up and says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. That's chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, but be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye can prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. But look what Paul did. He picked it up in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 23. He said, and be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, when you look at the spirit of your mind, it constitutes your attitude and your thoughts. An attitude is a firm belief that I have, that I believe in, that I manifest in the everyday situation, whether it be public or private. I can be outside. I can be inside. I can be seen and I can be unseen. But well, I'm going to let you know, wherever I am, my mind is on the Lord. My attitude dictates my walk. My walk manifests what God has through me. People can only see what I manifest. Look what the Bible said. The Bible said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He told us to be an example of the believer in words and deeds and conversation and faith, charity and purity. What I'm saying, if we're going to walk in our season, people have to be able to see the change in your life. You cannot help me if you're not changed. I heard Jesus told Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan wants you and desire that he may sift you as wheat. He said, I prayed that your faith fell not. But then he said, after you have been converted, then strengthen your brother. I'm building a building block here. I'm building a structure here to let you know that your purposeful season is on the earth. God instructing you from heaven and through his word. But he wants you to manifest the purpose, your purpose in the season in your person. In other words, God needs you to give yourself over to him that he's able to use your body as an instrument, to use your body as a vessel. Once God get a hold to your mind, it controls your body, which controls your attributes, and then you're able to walk in the providence of God. Look what the Bible said here. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17, he says, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, now the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit lusts or has strong passion desires against the flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other, that you will not be able to be what you would be. But look what he said in verse number 19 of chapter number 5 of Galatians. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, displayed, conducted in this way. He said, your flesh produces adultery. Now, adultery is what you would call sexual unfaithfulness to your spouse. Now, he said 17 plus elements here. and such like. So there's four sexual addictive characteristics, along with the rest of the remaining being anger management and other internal problems. How can I walk in purposeful season when I'm in my flesh? God said I can't use you in your flesh because your flesh represents your carnal mind. Now look what the Lord said concerning of your carnal mind. He says in the book of Romans chapter number 8, Now therefore there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, now the law of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. He went on to say that what the law couldn't do because it was weak through the flesh, but God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that we may manifest within us the righteousness of the law, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But look what he went on to say now. I'm going into the carnal mind now. He said, now, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He said, now, the carnal mind is an enmity, or the state of being an enemy, against God. It is not subject to God, neither indeed can be. So then the carnal mind cannot please God. I want to let you know, Senator God, that friend, you, nor myself, nor anyone else can walk in purposeful season if we don't get our mind right. Because if I don't get my mind right, I'm going to walk in my flesh. And if I'm going to walk in my flesh, I'm going to walk after the desires of my flesh, which is not of God. I will not produce the fruit of the Spirit. I will not be able to produce the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust, which is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Therefore, I must add to my faith virtue, add to my virtue knowledge, add to my knowledge temperance, add to temperance godliness, patience, godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity, because he said, if you have these things and they abound, he said, you will be so that you will not be unfruitful and barren in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look what he said in verse number 8 of 2 Peter chapter number 1. He said, he that lack these things are blind and cannot see afar off. And he has forgotten that he was purposeful in the season. He's forgotten that he's already been to the water. He's forgotten that he's been sanctified and set apart for the master's use. He's forgotten that he was called with purpose and understanding. He or she forgot that God called you out of the wilderness. You have forgotten that God has saved you for such a time as this, because you have not added to your faith, and you're walking in your flesh, and you're walking in your spirit. You're walking in your denial that God has taken you up and turned you around, placed your feet on higher ground. He said, but if you do not add these things, that you lack those things, and that you've forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. But look what he said in verse number 10 of chapter number 1 of 2 Peter. He said, if you do these things, that you add it, from verses 5 to 7, he said that you will never fall. Isn't it wonderful when you're walking in a purposeful season, when you are full of determination, when you're full of activation, when you're full of motivation, when you feel full of sanctification and consecration, then God can use you for his purpose. Now I want to go back here. Solomon said now, there is seasons, and there is purposes to be done in the season. But I must, the purpose must be done on earth. Some of us are too spiritual.
Yeah.
I want to say that again. Why do you say that? Well, I got saved since I was age 11, and I'm 48 now. And there were times in my spiritual walk that I did not think that everything was spiritual. To get my job, I thought that was spiritual. I had an engineering degree. Do you not know there were times I didn't study calculus because I thought God was going to download it into my mind? Loose here. Mm. In order for you to get calculus, you got to study calculus. The only way you're going to get good in geometry, you got to study geometry. If you're going to do good in English, you got to study English. If you're going to write essays, you got to practice revision, revision, revision. God is not going to download nothing until you add to yourself. Hallelujah. God, now what God will download now, God will download a word for you. Because the Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to every man liberally or freely and upbraideth not. He said, but let that man ask in faith, not wavering. God said, I don't need for you to ask me to do calculus. God said, I'm into spiritual things. God is into taking you to another level spiritually. God is into you moving up into a level of God that, amen, when someone needs to be delivered, you can lay hands on them and they can recover. Look what Jesus told his disciples in the book of Mark. St. Mark chapter number 16, verse 15. He said, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel or the good news to every creature. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, oh, God, if you're not manifesting God's spirit, you don't have no signs. If you're not healing and delivering, you have no signs. If you can't cast out devils, you have no signs. If you cannot cause deliverance in people's lives, you have no sign. What kind of ministry you got when you can't change people's lives? What kind of ministry are you displaying in the 21st century? God said, I want you to pick up where you left off. Get back into me and tap into me and walk with a purposeful season. And God said, I will resurrect your purpose and I will resurrect your ministry and I'll cause you to do what you used to do. Because when you first started with me, you had no need of other folks. But then you got too high-minded in your own self. And you thought that I need to have 10 people. I need my posse. But look what God said. He said, if I be for you, I'll more than the whole world against you. Now, if I be for you, who can be against you? But I want to know, what shall separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall peril, shall sword? But look what Paul said. He said, I will not let nothing. He said, we are sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, I'm more than conqueror. He said, I'm not going to let life nor death, nor heights nor depths, nor any other creature be able to separate me from the love of Christ, which is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. God said, I want you to start depending back on me. He said, stop leaning to your own understanding. I want you to walk with a purposeful walk in the season that I have established for you. What you're talking about, this is the season not to be jolly. This is the season to bring forth manifestation that the people of God can see God moving through you and in you for others. God said, I want you to stop entertaining, and I want you to start proclaiming, because God said your entertainment has made my word of none effect. Yes. God said that I want to use you without using your voice. I just want you to step into place and let me show out. I want you to throw down the rod, and I'll turn your rod into the snake and devour the enemy's snake. God said, I just want you to ask me again. If he said, son of man, can these bones live? God said, I don't want you to answer the question yourself. I want you to answer back to me and say, Lord, only thou knowest. God said, stop leaning to your own understanding, because I'm trying to get you into a purposeful season.
Oh, glory.
I want
Thank
you.
You.
I'm going to go a little deeper here today. God is taking me to some areas here. We are not balanced. We are walking on full throttle of spirituality, but my natural man is not being functioning right. He said, what's wrong with you? The problem is this. You say that you have faith, right? You say that God has called you for such a time as this. But I want to ask the question, why don't I see manifestation in your ministry?
Mm.
why I don't see healing. Why don't I see deliverance? Why don't I see when you speak with your mouth that people come to life?
Mm.
The reason why is because you're one-dimensional in your walk. God said, I want you to be bifunctional. I didn't say bisexual. I didn't even say bi-curious. God wants you to be bi meaning two, functional. I want you to use the gift that I've given you in the spirit, but I want you to use your natural common sense. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Why can you discern my spirit, but you don't know my natural side? The Bible said, know them that labor among you. And the problem is today, the reason why I can't work in my purposeful season, because there's some people that God wants you to go through that you won't even deal with. Why did you say that? The reason why, because God said, go over and speak to those folks that you don't like. Well, Lord, you know I don't like them. But God said the reason why I want you to go through them, because you know them. The Bible said you know them by the fruits that they bear. But God said the only reason why I can use you because you have an open mind. I want to speak to your enemies through you. Let me say that again. God said I want to use you to speak to your enemy. Because why? Not only are they your enemy, they're my enemy. Because Jesus said the ones that you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. When you treat me bad, you're treating Jesus bad. When you do me wrong, you're treating Jesus wrong. You said, where did you get that from? The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter number 9, Paul, Saul, which is his Jewish name, he got a decree from the higher ups to go into Damascus to attack anyone who was calling on the way. But the Bible made mention that when Saul was on his way to Damascus, that Jesus met him. And the Bible said that he came to him in such a magnificent way. He said he came to him, and he said, like the brighter than the noonday sun, and knocked him to the ground. And the Bible said a voice came out and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. In other words, you're messing with me by messing with my people. You're messing with my people that have purpose. My people that you're trying to mess with is doing a work for me. So when you mess with God's folks, you're messing with God. When you're messing with people that have ministry, you're messing with God's work. Because God said, I set him or her up for ministry. And you're trying to contaminate with God. The loose here, you cannot tear down what God has built up. You cannot abort what God has impregnated. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Some of you have ministries that God has impregnated. You said, what do you mean by impregnation? Impregnated means something hidden to be brought forth.
God
has put some things in you, and you're getting ready to bring it forth. But Satan is trying to abort it. Satan is trying to kill it in the womb. But I dare you to call on your God, who will protect your ministry, because God put it in your belly. If God put it in your belly, the enemy can't take it. The Bible says God works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. Mm-hmm. God gives unto man what's needed of man. And you don't have to worry about someone stealing your joy. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says,
hallelujah,
trouble on every side, but not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. God told me to give you a word today and said, you just keep doing what you're doing, honey, and the enemy won't hurt you. Because why? I got you in my hands. I got you under, God said, I'm undercover for you. In other words, when the enemy comes up, to try to get you, I'll show up my face and stand up in this place. But I want you to walk in a purposeful season. I want you to walk as though this season is your last season. I want you to walk as though this is your last day and God is going to give you a reward. I want you to act like this thing is a part of you. In everything, there is a season. And every time there's a purpose for everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm tired of you looking toward heaven all the time. Do you not know you're looking toward heaven, but God may not be there? He's everywhere at one time. And in fact, his spirit is in you. You said, what? His spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that's in you is of God. If God is in you, then he's with you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Some people said, I lost my Holy Ghost. No, honey, you're sealed until the day of redemption. You didn't lose your Holy Ghost, but you won't let your Holy Ghost take you into divine, purposeful season. Your Holy Ghost want to take you to another level, but you're quenching the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, quench not the Holy Spirit and don't grieve it. When you don't let the Spirit have its free will, you're grieving it. When the Lord told you to pray, when he tried to wake you up this morning to pray, you went back to sleep. You're not walking in your purpose because you have to, he said, he that is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God said, I'm trying to get you a spirit to pray, but you are slumbering when I'm telling you to pray. God said, I want you to start fasting. You won't even put away the plate. God said, I want you to get out of the confines of your own environment, but you're happy where you are. God said, let me lead you out into your purposeful season. I don't know who I'm talking to today.
Come on, come on.
God is trying to stir you up because it's the last day. Now, God has took me somewhere right quick. I want you to turn with me right quick now to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. I'm going to read something to you, and I want to let you know you have to be determined in your walk. You have to be full of determination. Why? Because the spirit of the age is here. The Bible said, as it were in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The people that were in that day died, but the spirit of that age still exists even now. There's even a spirit of this age. The Bible says, some shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But God said, I don't want you to worry about that. I want you to walk in a purposeful season. At this time, I regulated your mind already. I got you reading your Bible. I got you praying. I got you believing. Now I want you to walk with a determined mindset. I want you to walk with purpose and meaning. I want you to articulate why you're walking in your purpose. Some of us cannot explain why I'm walking in my purpose. People say, why are you here? I don't know. I think God got something. Do you know God got something for you to do? It's time to be confident in your walk. I have to walk with full of determination, a purposeful season. I got to know that God is dealing with me now. I got to know that it's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. I need to do like David. Lord, according to thy loving kindness and the multitude of thy tender mercy, Lord, blot out my stuff. I got to walk with meaning. I got to walk with purpose. But look what it says here in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. It says here, starting at verse number 1, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Yeah.
Now, because it's hard times, It's hard to get money. It's hard to get support. It's hard to get mutual family and monetary support. That's why you need God. You got to, even though no one's giving you money, even though someone's not encouraging you, patting on your back, you got to walk with a determination and say, if I got to walk by myself, I'm going to walk on the promises of God. Oh, Lord, I don't care if I don't have a home. I don't care if I don't have a job. I'm going to walk in my purpose that God has purposed for me to walk. I am determined. My golly, I'm determined that I'm going to walk this thing. I might be crying today, but I'm still going to walk. I might be hurt and wounded, but I'm still going to walk. I might be in my mind, but I'm still going to walk. I might have low self-esteem, but I'm still going to walk.
Yes.
I might not have what it takes, but I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to preach it among the people. I'm going to go out my neighborhood. I'm going to leave the confines of my elements. I'm going to start giving and pouring into other people's ministries. I'm going to walk with a determination, a purposeful season. Look what he says here now. This, know also that in the last days, troublesome times, perilous times, critical times shall come. Now look how people are going to start acting. Now people start acting a fool here. Look at this. For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Yeah.
Men shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. And look about you that's not walking in purpose, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. But I want to move down to verse number 7. He said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me repeat that again. You're so stuck up. You're so self-centered. You're so high-minded. You're so out there. You're so conceited until you're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me repeat that again. You're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me repeat that again. You're ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth because you got 18-plus boogers in your nose. God said, I want you to blow your nose and praise me because you got to clean yourself out that you can walk in purposeful season. What you talking about? God has me at a particular time. God has aroused my spirit to go forth and awaken the religious community. You said religious community? Yes, the community of religions. Sometimes we got to go among outside of our own divisional religiosity. You say, what do you mean? You need to start talking now to the Buddhist. You need to start now talking to the Muslim. You need to start talking to the Hinduist and let them know that Jesus is Lord. Lord have mercy. Jesus saves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through his Son that the world might be saved. God said, I'm tired of you going to these four walls. He said, I want you to go into the hedges and the highways. I want you to go out with a purposeful meaning of evangelizing. I want you to go in a purposeful season. God is mandating you to go outside of the box. He wants you to shift your paradigm. He don't want you to walk on your own understanding. I don't give a care what kind of Bible college you came from. I don't care what kind of seminary.
Come on, you
theology. Start using neology. God said, I'm tired of you quoting and not knowing and not understanding and not living it. God said, I want you to quote it, but I want you to know it, and I want you to understand it, and I want you to live it. Because if you let the world see it, if you let your light so shine among men, they will see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. But I want to go now toward closer to the half point of my message. If you're going to be determined in your walk, if you're going to be full of determination in your season, you must intensify your faith walk in order for you to be successful and effective in your ministry in your season. Your faith must be expanded. Some of you are walking the old road of faith. You say, what are you talking about? God said, I want you to go to a level of totality of faith. He said, I want you to walk in a level of totality of faith. He said, where are you getting that from, Elder? First of all, I want you to turn to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse 16 through 17. That's Romans chapter number 1, verse 16 through 17. Look what he says here. Paul saying this now. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or the non-Jew. But look what he says in verse number 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. God wants me to tell you, he dropped this in my spirit. He told me to tell the people that you must expand your faith.
Jesus.
He said, I don't want you to just believe in me. He said, I want you to tell the people what I'm asking for. If I'm going to walk purposeful in my season, my faith must match my walk. As I said earlier, my season is not all about my location. It's about my state of mind. Now, my spiritual leadership now, My spiritual influence is based on my relationship with God and not on my own emotional expression. God, my relationship with God, is not based on my human emotions because it derives from my human mind, which is carnal or not spiritual. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us in his book, he says in book Jeremiah, chapter number 17, verse 9, he says, the heart is deceitful, and above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? But look what he said. Look what the prophet said here in the book of Proverbs. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge the Lord God Almighty, and he will direct your path. In other words, God said, I want to be your director. I want to be the navigator of your life. However, our lack of trust in him may be a result on how we think of ourselves. That's what I said. I said that my subject today is walking in purposeful season. My purposeful season is dictated by my thought process on how I think about me doing the will of God. If I don't think that I'm doing God's will, I will not do God's will. If I don't think I'm strong, I'm going to be weak. If I don't think I'm victorious, I think I'm a victim. If I don't think I'm delivered, that are back to defeatism. God said, let me control your mind, that your mind can control your body, which control the act or manifestation of what you're doing, that we may see it.
Okay.
Well, look what he said here. Our strength is of the Lord, but my faith only will not take me through purposeful seasons. I'll say that again. My strength alone is in God, but my faith alone cannot take me to higher levels in purposeful seasons. Some of us have quoted the scripture and wore it out. You said, how did I wear out the scripture? We always quote the scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 and 7. For without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's rewarded, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, that's true, my brothers and my sisters. But you are not increasing your faith. Because the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. Yes, the Hebrew writer did say, faith alone, you can't please God. Yes, but also the Bible says, James says in particular, he said, what profit a man? He said, what profit a man to say that he has faith and not works? Do faith save him? Therefore, he concluded, he said, faith without works is dead. So not only do I need to believe God and have trust in God, but I need works behind my faith. In other words, I need to walk with determination with my spiritual mind, but I need to put my left foot in front of my right foot, my left arm in front of my right arm. I need physical effort with my spiritual mind to walk in purposeful seasons. God said faith alone won't work. I need actions with my faith. But look what happened. I said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word established. Not only did Apostle James say that, but then only Apostle Peter said, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge. Add to knowledge temperance. Add to temperance patience. Add to patience godliness. And add to brotherly godliness, brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness, charity. He said, now if you have those things with your faith, he said, you will not be barren or unfruitful. You will be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you lack those additions in your faith, he said that you are blind and cannot see afar off, and you have forgotten that you were purged from your old sin. So, yes, the Hebrew writer says, I need faith to please God. But James and Peter says, I need faith with works. I need physical effort. Sometimes I need to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, brother, I love you in Jesus' name. Some of you need to get up out of bed, go to your bank account, and pick out some money and sow into someone's ministry. Some of you just need to get out of bed and go next door and tell your neighbor that Jesus loves you. You cannot do this thing with faith alone. You need works with your faith to have a purposeful season of purpose. But then, I need faith to please him. I need faith with works. But look what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. He said, you can have the tongue of men and of angels and understand all mysteries and have all knowledge and have all faith that you can tell the mountains to be removed, but have not charity. You're like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. He said, you can give to the poor and give your body to be burned, but without charity, profits you nothing. So what I'm saying here if we're going to move from faith to faith in my purposeful season, then the Lord said to you, you must expand your faith. Because he said, we reveal the righteousness of God from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. But I must expand my faith. I must build on my faith. I must increase my faith. I must put forth other elements of my faith. I must believe that God called me and I will walk out on faith. Because the Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. And I have to know that the Lord put in me what he has gifted me to do. I have to know, because I got a little weight in my picture, God said it has nothing to do with how much you weigh. God said it doesn't have nothing to do with how many gray hairs you have on your head. And God said it doesn't have to do have nothing to do how long you've been in church. He said, I want you to come unto me. I want you to yield yourself to me. I want you to consecrate yourself to me. I want you to fast and pray before me. I want you to lay before me. I want you to sing hymns and spiritual songs unto me. I want you to live a life before men to me that I can show the world that I'm walking in purposeful season. I'm almost finished here now. So, in order for me to walk in purposeful season, in order for me to walk with full determination, in order for me to walk with a meaning, an essence, and great intentions, I must give my whole self unto God, not in heaven, but on earth, because all the purpose that I'm doing is on earth. Solomon said, every purpose, there's a season and there's a time for every element, every event, every circumstance under the sun. It's time to do a work on earth. Your work is not in heaven. Heaven is where you're going to rest. Oh, Lord. Heaven is where I'm going to receive my crown of righteousness. Look what Paul says. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, he said, I know that my departure is at hand. But look what he said here. He said, I fought a good fight. Lord have mercy. I kept the faith. I finished my course on earth. He said, now his course is laid up for me, a crown of righteousness. He said, not only for me now, he said, for all those that love his appearing. Honey, I can't do nothing for God in heaven, but I can do a whole lot for God on the earth. I still need to look at the hand and say, Lord, I thank you for the purpose driven me. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a mandate. I'm here because God has created in me a clean heart. He has renewed my spirit. He has restored my joy. He has renewed my mind. He has given me a new lease on life. See, the reason why you feel good, because God is, now you're walking in your season, because it's not where you live, it's the state of mind you're in. See, the reason why you're praying more, because now you're walking in your season. The reason why you're fasting more, because you're walking in your season. The reason why you seem like you got more stamina in your preaching, because now you're walking in your season. God is giving you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. God is stimulating you, motivating you, activating you. You're doing the purpose that he has for you. Now look what Solomon said, and I'm almost finished. Solomon said in Ecclesiastics, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God and keep his commandments. He said, that is the whole duty of man. You want to know what your purpose-driven self is supposed to do? I'm supposed to fear God and keep his commandments. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave unto you, that I hate people. No, that you love one another. as I have also loved you. He said, by his love, y'all, that all men will know that you are my disciples or followers, because you have love one for another. The Bible went on to say in the book of Colossians that love or charity is the bond of perfectness or perfect harmony. Saints of God, we're leaving love out the equation. God said, love me with you, love your neighbor as yourself, love your enemies, and love your spouse as yourself. How can I walk in a purposeful season when I'm leaving love behind? Love is stronger than death. Mm. Love covers a multitude of sins and faults. Love is the thing, because love is God. But look what the Lord said about love, though. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He said, but all that's in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Did you understand that? He's letting us know that you must put on love, because love is the thing that's going to take you to the next level. Because if I can have love in my heart, then I'm willing to share the purpose that God has given me. I always say this in my closing. I don't only want to show you what I know, but I also want to share with you what I know. Because if I only show you what I know, I'm only going to manipulate what I think you should know. But if I can share what God has given me to you, and what God has given you to me, and what God has given you to us, then you not only will get what you should have, but God will take you and overwhelm you with his love and his presence and his word. It's time, saints, to walk in purpose. It's time to walk with meaning. It's time to walk with determination. It's not where you live. It's how you think. And God said, I want you to start using your natural faculties as well as your spiritual faculty. What do you say, Elder? I want you to start using your common sense. Some of y'all are walking around spiritually intelligent but earthly dumb. So let me repeat that. Some of you are walking around with spiritual intelligence, but you're earthly, you're dumb. You don't know what to do. But the Bible said, add to your faith knowledge. But you said, where can I get this knowledge from? Where can I be spiritually abundant in the knowledge of God? Well, I have a couple other scriptures that I want to show you before I close. I want you to turn now to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm going to start reading at verse number 10. To verse number 14. Because you're going to need the Holy Spirit. You need God's Spirit to guide you in purposeful seasons. Some of you are walking around without God in you. You've got to get God in you and working through you for others. Look what he says here in verse number 10, starting of chapter number 2 of 1 Corinthians. He says here, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Number 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Number 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which God, which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Number 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. Watch this. But which the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Number 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. I need God's Spirit in me, through me, working round about me, that I may work in purposeful season. Now, there's another element that's attached with the Holy Spirit that we need to walk in purposeful season, and that is I need the anointing of God. Yes, I need the Spirit, but I need the anointing. I need that element that will destroy the demonic yokes. Hallelujah. I need that essence. I need that impactful anointing Spirit that will cause dead men's bones to become live again. You said, where is that found, Elder? I want you to turn with me now to the book of St. 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter number 2. I'm going to start reading at verse number 27. Yeah. That's 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter number 2, starting at verse 27.
27.
He said, Elder, where are you getting this from? God has downloaded a logos word in my mind, and then he's allowing me to give confirmation through the rhema word, the written word, the spoken word. Now, look what he says here in verse number 27 of chapter number 2 of 1 John. He says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Let me read that again. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. I need God's Spirit to be in me. I need his anointing to be in me. I need my faith to be increased. I need my mindset to be purposeful in this particular moment that God has placed before me. But my season has to be here on earth. The elements which God has exposed me to, the events that God made me be a part of, the activities in which I'm indulged in, they all are on the earth. God said, wherever you stretch your foot, I'm going to bless it. God said, I'm going to expand your territory. But it has to be on earth. Some of you, your house has to be renewed. Your vineyard, where you go to work, has to be renewed. Your whole surrounding, God said you got to turn things around. You got to change your attitude. You got to change the way you're thinking. God said, I want you to change all the elements around you with a purposeful reason for the season. You are no longer God's gift to men or women. Your purpose is to strengthen me. Your purpose is to strengthen the body of Christ. Your ministry is not based on you living good. Your ministry is to help finance the gospel. Your purpose is to help me out. Your mission is to encourage me, to strengthen me, to stimulate me, motivate me, activate me. Your thing is to lift me up on higher ground. But how can you strengthen me when you're not converted yourself? In my last words, God stirred up my spirit. God said, I want you to start walking around more happier than you are. Some of you are so sad you can't draw a dog to the Lord.
Go ahead, man.
Some of you are walking in neighborhoods and the animals can pick up your spirit. How can you bring people to God when you're mean and hateful? How can you bring people to the cross when you feel, when you're self-centered and selfish? God said, I want you to start loving folks. God said, I want you to start going out with passion and enthusiasm. And I want you to go with a thrust of meaningful purpose. I want you to start rejoicing and rejuvenating. I want you to start celebrating. I want you to start being happy that I brought you out of your cave. I want you to start sharing with folks that you once was lost, but now you're found. You were blind, but now you can see. Some of you need to share your testimonies. Some of you need to share your purpose. Some of you need to share your ministry. Some of you need to share. God said, stop keeping stuff to yourself. I want you to start walking with purposeful meaning. I want you to start walking with fullness of determination. Smile more. My God. You got some beautiful teeth, but you won't smile. I can't see them. God can start to smile and show my works. He said, what is man that thou art so mindful of? And the Son of Man, he said, I gave you dominion over the works of my fingers. I gave you dominion in that ministry, but you let other folks run your ministry. God said, I put you over your ministry. I want you to start walking with purpose. I want you to start walking with charisma. I want you to start walking with your head up. I want you to start walking with dignity. I want you to start walking with high self-esteem. I want you to be proud of what God has caused you to accomplish. Yes, you don't have a degree, but you got a spirit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's giving you purpose. He's giving you dreams. He's giving you visions. He's showing you how to call, put forth positive administration. He's already showing you. He's giving you the gift of health. He's giving you the gift of administration. He's giving you the gift of healing and miracles. He's giving you the gift, but you won't show it. He said, step out, and I will use you. Walk with a purpose. Walk with purpose, because this is your season. The very fact you feel different, you're in your season. It's not your hormones raging. This has nothing to do with your hormones. This has nothing to do with menopause. This has nothing to do with midlife crisis. God said, I'm trying to work in your spirit. I'm trying to navigate you. I'm trying to motivate you. He said, I'm talking to your cells. I'm talking to your body. I'm talking to your inward man. I'm talking to your bone structure. I'm healing you as I speak. I'm causing you to be sensitive to what I want you to do. Has nothing to do with your physicality. Well, I feel like I want to go to school. It's your purpose. I feel like I want to read the Bible more. It's purpose. I feel like I want to start loving folks. I want to get back with my parents. It's purpose. God said, I'm putting it in you. In fact, I just gave it to you. I answered your prayer. Now start rejoicing. I brought you out, honey. I renewed your faith, dear. I'm raising your ministry up, sir. I have proclaimed you apostle. I mandated through your mouth prophet. I put running in your feet evangelist. I secured your steadfastness pastor. And yes, I called you to start teaching folks. What I'm doing, I have revived you with fivefold. I'm trying to get the fivefold to go forth and proclaim purposeful season. Saints of God and friends, we pray that something was said today. I did not study nothing. God gave me what I'm saying. And to let you know that I'm saying it, I'm talking to me. Because all of us have a mandate from God. And God is telling me, and he's telling all of us, that he wants us to start walking in purposeful season. God bless you. God bless you. I'm through. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. Amen. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. That was good. Walking in your purposeful.
Glory to God.
Purposeful season. I never heard that one. That was good.
God.
Walking in your purposeful season. I have to learn how to say that without getting twisted up, Dr.
Singleton.
You have a way to go.
I practiced it before I got online. I practiced it.
You practice it first because your tongue gets tired up trying to say, putting that full on it. Hallelujah. But anything you do for God, you have to be full. I like that. Good word, good word. Amen, amen. I'm not able to see the switch for today, so I'll call on Sister Ruby to see who's on the line. That was good word. Wow, good teaching. Walking in your purposeful season. Before the determination. How many of us are determined to walk in our season? Our purposeful season. We have a purpose in this season. Hallelujah. Woo, that was good. That was anointed. I love that. Glory to God. I bless the Lord for Dr. Singleton. Thank you. I know he's getting ready to go on a fast. And I tell you, God already has you on full. Amen, amen. I pray that. Wish you were able to give some of that good teaching right there in the fast. But you never know. God is working. Amen. So, amen. Is it anyone who's on the switchboard? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We have a couple of new numbers that I don't know. I'm going to go there first. Area code 601-9600.
Hiya.
601-9600. Okay, we'll come back to them. Area code 252-6549.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, it's a new number. What's your name and who invited you on?
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Davis and Prophetess Barbara invited me on, and I have truly been blessed on today.
We're so blessed you came on. And you said your name again was, I'm sorry.
Prophetess Davis.
Oh, Prophet Davis. Oh, okay, I thought you said Virgil. Well, praise the Lord. We just thank you, and word was a blessing. Dr. Singleton, he brought the word. Did you want to have a word or?
No.
Amen. Who invited you on, Prophetess Davis?
Prophetess Barbara.
You said Prophetess
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara Till.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. What's your full name?
Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Darlene? Okay.
Yes.
And what area are you in, Prophetess Davis?
North Carolina. Jacksonville, North
Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have some
friends
here.
But I'm from
there.
Philadelphia.
Oh, amen, amen. Well, if you'd like to have any remarks at this time, you're welcome to do so. Thank you for tuning in. And I certainly will... talk with the Prophetess Teal and let her know that you came on. God
praise
bless
the Lord.
Amen.
Truly, my soul has been blessed.
Amen, amen. Well, we certainly are happy to have you with us. Don't be a stranger. You're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock hour. So God bless you. I'm glad you were able to hear a word today from Dr. Singleton. Amen.
Minister Eric Singleton.
Praise the Lord, thanks.
Praise
that
Lord.
That was a powerful message. Praise the Lord. That was a powerful message my cousin, Dr. Winston, was teaching about, because we need that in these last needful days. And that's right, when it's your season, you got to know how to walk into your season. Blessed in your season. Yes, you're going to go through some things, but God wants us to go out there like he was talking about, to witness to souls, to all kind of nationality. And what he was teaching about, that's something, because yesterday I went out to eat to this Chinese restaurant, and I met a Chinese guy, young guy, at the restaurant. And I never knew that God was going to use me for him to get his life together in the church. And he wants to get his life together. Came all the way from China. He works at this restaurant. And he speak a little English. But he said, they worship Buddha, was, you know, Buddha in their culture. And he was dealing with the staff. He said, but in China, they've been killing, the police been killing the people if they worship Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
He said, there's a lot of movement to United States, telling him. He said, I want to know about Jesus Christ. I knew it's a higher power in that Buddha, in that statue. I said, you're right. I said, you're telling the truth about that. And I said, I want you to invite you to my church. He told me he wanted to come. He wanted to take pictures. He said, is it a big church? He said, oh, thank you. Well, after we didn't know that my dad and my brother was over at the church that used to be, my father used to be over there, my brother's over. He couldn't believe it. He said, I want to come. I want to come there to see. I said, oh, my God, that's a blessing. But what Dr. Winston was teaching about, that is the truth. When you're dealing with Rome and chapter 1, dealing with all this, he was telling the truth. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But God ain't talking about just pleasing him in this. Or it's all kind of ways to please. He wants to please him, witnessing the souls. You got a call in your life? Come on, let's go out here and start bringing these souls in.
All right.
Start bringing these souls in the kingdom. You say you have a calling? Bring souls. Why you can't get along with one? If you got a calling in your life, let's go out there and bring these souls. God wants to people. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please. It's all kind of ways to please him. But I'm gonna let me go after this. I just want to say this. It don't matter. God owns everything. Everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to his Father. Everything belongs to him. But the problem is, we be trying to outdo Jesus Christ. We try to outdo Jesus Christ ain't looking at that. Only thing Jesus Christ want from us. And I'm going to tell you what, we can't give nothing to him but our souls. Only thing God wants for us to do is win souls in the kingdom. He wants souls. But we don't do that. We all want to be this and be that. And sometimes we ain't even called in those situations that God called us in. But we try to take over it. But later on, we hang ourselves.
That's right.
But God ain't into all that.
That's right.
But I just said what you was teaching about is so powerful and anointed. This is no plan. We're not playing here with folks. Not trying to be cool with you, trying to be your friend. We ain't trying to do all that. We doing the work for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Everybody been through something. Everybody been through a situation. We're not trying to, you know, if you sow the seed over here, that your broadcast going to do this. If you sow a seed over there, no. God ain't thinking about that. God is dealing with souls. If you can get right, because you have to get right before you do right. If you can get right, get yourself right with Jesus Christ, being baptized, being filled with his Holy Spirit, because you got a lot of people perpetrating about Jesus Christ. Ain't living a life, nothing. But everybody want to be looking good and cute. That ain't what's happening. God's looking at souls. What you doing for the kingdom?
That's right.
Did you do anything for the kingdom? If you're not doing nothing for the kingdom, get out of my face. Don't even come to me talking to me about what God said and what this going to happen. If you're not winning those souls, don't come to me, because I don't want to hear it. I'm going to look at you like it says in St. Matthew's. Well, it's dealing with in the Bible and St. Matthew's and St. John's. It talks about it all. I preach and teach in your name, God said he never knew you. That's what I'm going to say. I never knew you. I'm not trying to be talking like that. There's still led in my spirit to talk like that. Because it ain't a shame. It ain't shame for Jesus Christ. It ain't a shame for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached. But everybody's shame to talk about what God has brought them from.
Mm.
And it's time for that. It's time to help one another. Because these are the last for days. And everybody's coming out here talking about they're a child of the king. And it ain't got no title for the child of the king. Ain't doing nothing for yourself.
Right.
And then got to know, don't want to love one another, don't want to care. Look, what he was teaching about is the truth. So all I can say, cuz, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I love you because you have to get right before you do right. So let's get it right. And let's start winning souls for the kingdom.
Amen.
Because what God is about to do this year and going into next year, oh, my God, you ain't seen nothing, Adrian. You ain't seen nothing, cuz, neither. Adrian Bernard, you ain't seen nothing. Evangelist Bernard, you ain't seen nothing. You're not playing church. You trying to win souls in the kingdom. And then what was over here that's going through, and some of us is walking miracles on this line. Some of us not.
Oh,
Walking miracles, not to hold up. For some that is walking miracles, is going through some things, going through some tests and trials. But the ones ain't walking miracles, they might just keep it moving.
Because
ain't nothing you doing. And I ain't trying to put nobody down. I'm just telling it like it is. Love you. And I appreciate this. I had to get on. I was going to get off, but something kept telling me not to get off. So you're going to miss something. You're going to miss your blessing. And I missed it. I didn't miss it. I stayed on. Mm. Thank God I got something out of it. It's a blessing. And you ain't seen nothing. Number one, this is the number one broadcast. It's going to be on besides Jesus Christ, as far as his book. It's going to be the number one broadcast.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
You watch what
for
I tell you.
Number one with God.
Look, everybody's going to be getting on it. You're going to have all these faith Christians getting on this line. And I ain't trying to knock. I'm just talking about needing. I mean, they're tired of folks lying to them about you can live this way and you can live that way. They tired of that. And sowing seeds in bad seed. They ain't sowing it in good seed. This is a good seed right here. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, Minister Sidney.
God bless you, too. Thank you for letting me talk.
All right.
We're going to area code 209-9158. Your line is open. 209-9158.
This is Lois McCullough, servant of Jesus Christ, and I enjoyed the message very much. I praise God for the word going out. Praise God for Evangelist Adrian and Dr. Singleton and the man who spoke 2 minutes ago. I have truly been blessed this day. And when he said something about you can't be spiritual, just spiritual about everything, I experienced that recently. My daughter was here, and I went to take the driver's test. I got so excited that I passed the eye test, okay? And then, I didn't read the book, and I flunked the test. So I could really understand. God said, you better study that book, girl. You know, you better study.
Wow.
So you better read that test 6 times. I read the book, and so Thursday, before I was able to travel, I took the test because I had studied, I passed. I want the Holy Ghost. Listen, this is my testimony. I want the Holy Ghost to download that information in my head. But it says, study. I can talk about Lois, all right? I ain't thinking about talking about nobody but myself. So I can talk about myself. So that was really clear. I said, I know what he's saying on that one. Because I just experienced it.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor McCullough.
I can't tell nothing but the truth, and the truth.
Amen.
But I just have so much to praise God for, and I won't tell all of it, but I came back from St. Louis. My son did, had a wonderful service with a brand new church, and so I'm just so thankful, and I'm overflowing. And when somebody mentioned love, we gotta have that love. We gotta have that love. Mm-hmm. Love gives us that boldness, and to go out and get and be a soul winner, and that's what we got. Soul winners. That's the most important thing that we can do in these last and evil days is to win. We all pray for me. I got something in mind, and I'll be sharing with you shortly, but I won't take up all your time now. But keep us in prayers. I'll be praying for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor McCullough. So good to hear your voice today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Close somebody line.
Evangelist coming.
I was in and out, but I thank God for the little I did here. And I just thank God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Thank you. Thank you for on last evening. And I want to thank you, Sister Ruby, for your diligence and for the both of you. And Dr. Singleton, you know I can't thank God enough for you. The Lord has blessed you so tremendously with the word that's just down in you. And when you open your mouth, it just comes out. So we bless the Lord for you. And just bless those that are all listening today. But somebody was coming in for every treatment I could think of today. So that's why I was in and out. But I thank the Lord for you all. And that I heard faith. I thank God for that. We got to use more than just faith. Amen. Amen. Faith without works. And we always using that, but we still got to work on it. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm in my season. I'm in my season. And I'm looking for something. Amen. I'm looking for something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then Evangelist, I shared what I had with my family. They appreciate it, too. They appreciate it, too.
God bless you. Okay. Bless you. We're going to Sister Teresa. Sister Teresa. Okay, we're going to Evangelist Dars. Evangelist
Dars. Yes, praise the Lord. I was so blessed. Yes, me too. I'm in my season. I'm so blessed. The word was very encouraging and really inspiring to really walk in the faith and just believe that the doors are going to be open and God is always ready to bless us. I'm really blessed by the word. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Liberal Democrat.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise him. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Amen.
That was a word. Amen to God. He talked about that neology. I love that. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to get into a season, you pray your way out of stuff. Amen. So I thank God for that, man of God. You preaching right now. Hallelujah. God bless you. That neology. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm a witness to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Liberal Democrat.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God is good. Neology. Hallelujah. If we can
only
stay there, we'll hear from God.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Dawn. Okay, we're going to another number. With a new number. They didn't answer the first time. So I'm going to go back to you and see whether you're able to come forth on the line. Area code 601-9600.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. This is Evangelist Rosalind Morris from Birmingham, Alabama.
Bless the Lord, Evangelist Rosalind. God bless you.
am. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say that I listened to your message on Monday, Walking in Your Season, and I was just tremendously blessed, and the Lord just put in my spirit that this is a broadcast that, you know, I just need to listen to. And so I was off today, and I dialed in from the beginning, and I just want to say such a phenomenal word to you that you spoke, Dr. Singleton. You don't find too many people in this day and time that's in ministry that's teaching and preaching and giving revelation and trying to empower the body. And I love the way you gave us the insight on your ministry about the total man. That's what God is interested in. The total man, that every area of us has to be balanced. And you hit on so many things. I won't reiterate, but man of God, I want to say this. You're not going to be very popular because everybody want to hear a word of God is about to and turn around and this emotional stuff just speaks. But you're so in tune, and this is what's needed in this end time. And to you, Evangelist Bernard, this ministry that is set up, it is so of God. I'm not a type of person. I don't just connect with anything, but it's kindred spirit. When I was listening to you on Monday, your cousin, Pastor Jacqueline McLemore, is a very good friend of mine, and I use her in ministry. I was listening to you, and you reminded me of her, and I was listening to Dr. Singleton today, and then when he laughed, I said, he sounds like his daddy. And I love when your father, when he laughs, but there's such an anointing upon this Singleton family, Bishop Alfred Singleton. I don't know all of the rest of them. I know the singers, but for the ministry part, you just see it. I see it in Pastor Macklemore, see it in Evangelist Bernard, but I just want to say God bless you all. I'm going to stay connected to this ministry. Men of God, keep doing what you're doing. Woman of God, keep doing what you're doing. This is on point. This is on time. This is what's needed. This is of God, and this is what we need. So I'm going to leave it alone because it's a whole lot more I could say, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Love
you. Love your spirit.
Yes. Well, we bless the Lord, Dr. Singleton. This is First Lady Rosalind Morris, Elder Dwayne Morris, wife, beautiful wife out of Miss Jackson, Mississippi. And
Bishop Coleman. Bishop Coleman was my uncle.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He was my uncle and pastor. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I've been knowing Lady Rosalind and her husband for just about 30 years or more, I tell you, and they're just a beautiful couple. Your husband was on, I think he was on about 3 weeks ago. Prophet Davis, I think, was preaching that day he came on. But just a beautiful couple. We love you. So happy to hear your voice and just to know that you're on the line, Lady Rosalind. God bless you. Don't miss it your last time, and certainly she's a preacher too. Amen. And a singer. So we bless the Lord for you today. Amen. Amen. Wow. Such a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We'll be in touch with you, Lady Morris.
Okay, I done hung up. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going back to Sister Teresa one time. Sister Teresa. Okay, she's not answering. Okay, Sister Dawn. Okay, then.
Amen, amen. Is that it?
That's it. Go back to you, Evangelist Bernard.
No, we'll go to you, Sister Ruby, for your comment. And then we'll get back to Dr. Singleton.
Oh, okay. You know, it's just a blessing, Dr. Singleton, to have the Lord bring you on. I mean, it was everything that just came forth was truly anointed. That's all I can say, anointed, and the Lord had you to put in there a purpose. So I'm just excited about the word. It just went all through me. Dr. or Winnie, as Vance Bernard call you, Dr. Singleton, that faithful book of the Lord's ministry he has given you. Excited. Every time you come on, he gives you much more and more revelation from heaven above. And that's what we ask for every day, that the Lord's word would come from heaven down to earth for his people. And it has been an anointed day for me. So God bless you and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we always having a good time. Anytime we have Dr. Singleton on the line, you can expect to just lose yourself. You know, he's not nobody that you just kind of be sitting tense with. He's a very animated person, a very fun person. Love the Lord, love people, and he just have a way in which he delivers God's word. I tell you, if you're in his presence, he engages all of his audience from the babies on up. Dr. Singleton Winnie, who we call him Winnie, he will get your attention. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to captivate your audience where you have everyone's attention. So he just has that kind of spirit, and we just love him and appreciate him. Amen. So we're going to go back to Dr. Singleton. It's such a pleasure. I wish I was able to just do a little bit more, but God knows he's going to bring that into being also. So we just thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today, tomorrow. Bishop Dr. Clinton Patterson out of Raleigh, North Carolina, will be on the line. I don't know if Prophetess Davis is still on the line, but we have quite a few people out of the Carolinas that frequent our show. So we thank God for that, and thank God for the first time listeners today, Lady Roger Morris, and also Prophetess, what did she say? Darlene Davis, Prophetess Volva still invited her to come on the line. So we just thank you all. Tune in for the rest of the week. We're going to finish this discussion on walking in the season. And Dr. Singleton added a twist. He said, walking in your purposeful season. Amen. Amen. So we're going to give you back to Dr. Singleton for his closing remarks. Amen. We love you.
Well, thank you very much, and I tell you, I have such a ball, and I think sometimes it's good to have a little laughter, because the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and
on
the right hand there's pleasures forevermore. So there is a pleasurable time, a season in God's presence, and so it's so wonderful. I think it's just so nice to sometimes hear the responses from here, because it kind of keeps you in check, and it just lets you know that people appreciate what you're trying to do, and I just love the fact that this is like a family. I always feel like a family atmosphere here, and just keep me in your prayers. Just keep loving each other like you're doing, supporting this great ministry, and we're looking all to go up into heaven one day to be with the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We certainly want to thank God for Minister Aaron Singleton. He is a soul winner, amen, and that's what he's about doing. So we bless the Lord for our minister Aaron being with us today also. So we just thank God for all that he's doing in Jesus' name. We're going to ask Dr. Singleton to close out with a closing prayer for us, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Those of you that may have tuned in a little bit late, you're welcome to go on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages weekly on our website, or you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com, and these messages are available to you 24/7 at any time. So if you wake up 2 or 3 in the morning and you need to hear a word, just tune in to New Destiny Ministries, and we have a list of speakers and a list of messages every day that the Lord just graces us to have beautiful
anointed women and men of God that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, we have the love of gospel being preached. Hallelujah. But you don't hear the gospel of Jesus Christ on this line. So if you're expecting to hear another gospel, you won't get it here. Amen. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we all know that's his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And the Bible admonishes us to not even give ear to someone else that is coming and preaching something else. Amen. So this is, we're about souls, like Minister Aaron said. We're about teaching and preaching the gospel. We're not here to offend anybody. But if this word offends you, then you have to take that up with Christ Jesus. Amen. So we just love you all, and we appreciate your tremendous support. We appreciate the fellowship that we have with our brethren. Amen. So we don't take you all for granted at all. So stay tuned. I certainly would like to see as many as can to get on the line on tomorrow, and also on Friday, Mystery Speaker this Friday. And I want you all to know that Pastor Hamilton is back in position. He's feeling great, so he'll be back on for our Friday sessions at for Provoke Fridays. Amen. And we all have heard Pastor Hamilton from Houston, Texas, and we thank God for the prayers that have been going up for Pastor Hamilton. So we pray everyone would have a beautiful and blessed day. Winnie, I wish I could have stayed on for that shut-in, but nevertheless, I'm going to do this fast with you all. So just keep me in your prayers as you all are shutting in at Bishop Winston Singleton Church. And if you're in that area and you desire to just shut in and fast and pray and hear some wonderful Bible classes being taught by Bishop Winston Singleton Sr., amen, they're at 1010 East Tide Park in Inglewood, California. That's Greater Bethlehem Temple Church. They will be in a shut-in beginning at 12 midnight until Friday at 4 p.m. And you're welcome to shut in with them and fast with them and go in and learn a little bit more about the Bible. I'm telling you, you'll be on fire after you come out of that day and a half fast. Amen. So they certainly welcome you to attend. Amen. So we're going to ask Dr. Singleton to close the phone out with a prayer. God bless you.
Yeah. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gathering. We thank you, Lord, for speaking, giving us a Logos word, Lord God, and then also confirming it in Rhema. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful attitudes that we've received from after the word that's spoken, Lord, how it has touched their hearts and how the word was coming forth and brought to them relations to what was being said. Father, we thank you for blessing the lives of the hearers. Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless this broadcast that will continue to go nationwide as well as global and worldwide. Bless this ministry, Lord God, that it will cause people going to new destiny, Father, to renew the minds, renew the mindset, to cause stimulation, motivation, activation, to empower the total person. Father, we thank you, Lord God, those listeners, Lord God, the ones that took their time out today, their busy schedule, to make a sacrifice to hear your word. Lord, we ask you to bless them right now, whatever they have need of, whatever facets of their life that they're lacking, Lord, give them what they need, Lord. Build them up spiritually, Lord. Bless their family. Bless them monetarily, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, those things, and we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, as we go to our several destinations, through the Texas, Lord God. Give your angels in charge over them. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. What is your purpose for me?
Hey, Lord. God. Tell you, man. That's not mine. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Look, look, look.
That's not mine, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let it saturate our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Even now, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless even now, God. Hallelujah. No retaliation, no backlash, God. Oh, God, but destroy yokes, oh, God, from this world, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, why you passing through? The Lord is passing through right now. Thank you. Hallelujah, I don't
know
who you are.
Hallelujah,
but I'm praising
him for
what he's
done. Even now,
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Ah!
Folks claim church. He said, I want you to give me what's
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
To me. How to forget about the program. There ain't no program. God is the director. He is the MC. God is the master. Let the Lord have his way. God is the most seeking. God is not my will. Because if it was enough stuff to me, I wouldn't do anything.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah, God that live on the inside. This Holy Ghost, this Comforter, this Spirit of Truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the promise of the Father. It dwells on the inside.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I bless the Lord today. I had the courage to mother just lost the daughter. Hallelujah. My daughter was raised. And as I was driving down the highway, I said, Lord, I thank you. Because she left a seed in the earth. This woman don't leave a seed in the earth. I glory to God. But I know she's hurt. But I know she's going to go. Hallelujah, but I was able to encourage her. Because I know one thing. If you stay connected to the source, if you stay connected to the vine, hallelujah, abide in the vine. If you abide in the vine, hallelujah, you will have life and that more abundantly. Oh, I bless the Lord today, Dr. Singleton. Hallelujah, you have served my spirit today. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God.
Lord, thank you.
Hey, for the listeners. I thank him for the callers. I thank him, hallelujah, for a time of reflection. Hallelujah. If you can't hear a word in the churches, in the buildings you go in, hallelujah, God got a word for you on this line. I ain't hosting, I ain't bragging, but I'm talking about what God will do. When we begin to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus, God will come in and he'll meet every need. Hallelujah. All he wants is some praises. Hallelujah. All he wants is us to worship him. All he wants us to do is honor him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, God. Oh, God, I bless you today. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, call on you while you're near, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for your anointing. We thank you for this word today, God. Hallelujah, for it was food for our soul, God. Hallelujah. Neology, God. Somebody praying right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Yokes are being broken even now. Hallelujah. Somebody praying. Somebody getting a breakthrough. Hallelujah. We speak it, oh God, even now, God. Hallelujah. Even when they hang up this phone, God, we thank you for that anointing, oh God. Hallelujah. That's destroying yokes. Even now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Our souls say yes, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. Even now, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. God is working it out. Hallelujah, but when you're able to witness the manifestation of when you're able to witness the blessings and the promises, when you're able to witness it, then it becomes real to you. As long as we're talking about it, it ain't real. Hey, glory to God. But when you're able to visibly see the manifestation of God in his glory, hallelujah, then it becomes a real living testimony. It becomes a witness. It becomes a miracle right before your eyes. Hallelujah. When God's glory is demonstrated, hey, glory to God, the whole earth has to recognize. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank him for the great manifestation of Jesus. I thank him for the blood today. Hallelujah. It's the blood that gives us strength. Glory to God. From day to day, oh, Jesus, it won't lose its power. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all. But I had to praise him. Hey, for myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said he had to encourage himself. Sometimes we're looking for encouragement from someone else, but David said, I had to encourage myself in the Lord. Hey, glory to God. You know how sometimes you got to talk to yourself? You got to tell yourself, I'm walking in my purposeful season. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King, going up the King's highway. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I love driving. Hallelujah. Alone. It's therapeutic. Glory. You can witness God's creation. You can witness his glory as you go through these mountains and you're climbing and you're elevating. Hallelujah. You know, it ain't nothing but God that keep us from going over one of them cliffs. Hallelujah. While you're driving in your car praising God and your eyes begin to get full of tears and you're thanking God. Hallelujah. It don't take but a moment to go over one of those cliffs. Glory to God. But the loving God that we serve, he protects us. He put a hedge about us. Hallelujah. Yes. He said, this is my time. Hallelujah. You won't get hurt again. Hey, glory to God. And then when you look and you drive a little bit farther, then you witness a major accident. Hallelujah. Cars all tore up. Ambulance and bodies laying on the ground. Hey, glory. You said, Lord, that could have been me. Oh, but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for the blood today. I thank him for the blood. You know, sometimes you're in your mind. Sometimes you feel like you're so unworthy. Nobody cares. Hallelujah. Just take a split second and you can drive on hope off the cliff. Hallelujah. And say, forget it. Oh, but that still voice. I say, it ain't time yet. that. I still have work for you to do, baby. Hallelujah. You got to get yourself together. Pull yourself together. Hallelujah. And think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you begin to think about God, he bring your mind back in. Hallelujah. And it's all right. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Shake that one off. Say, all right, Lord, I'm shaking that one off. Hallelujah. I got much to live for. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get a seat in the kingdom. And if I kill myself, there won't be no seat for me. Glory to God. So guess what, Lord? I got to weather this storm. I got to go through this test. Hallelujah. I got to go through it. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to pass it, but I'm going to go through it anyhow, and I'm going to call on you while I'm going through it. Yes, yes, I'm going to see you. Yeah, glory to God. Let me stop. Let y'all go. Hallelujah, because I feel this thing today. Yeah, hallelujah. Nobody knows like I know why. Hallelujah. You don't know my story. Yeah, glory to God. You only know your story, and everybody got a story. Hallelujah. You don't know my story. Yeah, and I'm going to end it on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Liberal Democrat, for your prayers on yesterday and for your continuous prayers. Thank you, Dr. Singleton. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, thank you. Hallelujah. I give God praise for you today. Well, glory to God. Give God praise for you. You're doing a whole lot of changes with Drive Talk. Hallelujah. I wasn't able to access it on my phone today. Hallelujah. But I thank God for Sister Ruby. She's always prompt. She's always on time. Hallelujah. I thank God for people that are disciplined like Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Some of us are late for everything. Hallelujah. But Sister Ruby's prompt. She's disciplined and she's always on time. Hallelujah. So I thank God for her today. I thank God for teaching her. I work this studio and this switchboard. Amen. It takes something. When they get to changing things on you, sometimes something may not operate like it was, but God knows everything. Hallelujah. Even the new little things and the new gadgets that come up, God will teach us how to operate that also. Amen. So we bless the Lord for everything, God. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. I'm a girl, Sister Mary. God bless. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. God bless you, baby. Hallelujah.
Hard. I am the shepherd and I am the dog. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the
I am by Etta James. God bless. Have a blessed evening. We're closing out.